But this was no idyll. The internet kept me and the rest of the town hooked on the minute-by-minute narrative of death. There were still loved ones to fret about. The countryside was strangely still and hushed. There were no clanking tractors, petrol-powered bush cutters, jangling goat bells, braying mules or cussing herdsmen. Most of the local farmers live in town and could only leave to feed livestock. I even missed things that normally bothered me. Distant traffic and overhead flights, tiny pinpricks of moving light in the night sky, disappeared. I was too far away from town to share the evening applause for health workers that boosted morale and upheld the sense of community. Just like in cities, loneliness hit people hard. My closest neighbor, Santi, is a self-sufficient countryman in his mid-70s. He moved in near to me a decade ago, doing up his small barn. Santi is a man who needs to talk. Before lockdown, most days he would have a coffee at the petrol station cafe, and later take a walk up the river with friends. Now these were forbidden. "If you don't speak, you start forgetting how," he said after finding another reason to appear at my gate. Sometimes he sat on a nearby rock for an hour, waiting for some company. Santi has a fine sense of humor, and I was grateful for his easy laugh, even as I fretted about how far a virus might travel on the wind. Whenever we spoke of someone dying, he shrugged. "People have always died," he said, "but his health isn't good, and he was also scared." On his visit into town, the grocer and baker made him stay in his car while they put his food in the boot. There was no chatting. Isolation is isolation, wherever you are. In Santo Domingo de la Calzada, the dead included Gregorio Saez, a well-known figure in a town where the Catholic Church plays a central role. The 83-year-old was prior of the lay brotherhood of Sant Isidore, the farmer, which parades an image of their saint around town during its May fiestas. Santo Domingo's five brotherhoods, or cofradías, are an essential part of local life. Some date back almost to the town's founding by the 11th-century shepherd hermit, Saint Dominic of the Causeway, after whom the town is named.